Okay, we're on the bottom of Chof Aleph on the base. Yom Echad Shod Rabbaya Zuge de Rabban Lemiftike. So they told Abaya this is the reason that Abba Umna got Shalom from the Mesifta de Rakia every day, because of all the great things that he did. So Abaya, who only got Shalom once a week, wanted to check out and see if he's really so great. So Abaya sent a pair of Talmidei Chachamim to check him out. Ozvinu ve'achlinu v'ashkinu. So he sat them down and he gave them to eat and to drink. Umachlahu bistarki. And he gave them rugs of wool. Rashi says umachlahu bistarki kipel tachteim tachshite tzemer lishan bohem, to sleep on. What's it called? The mats of wool to sleep on. In the morning they rolled up their mats and took them with them to test him. They took them to the shuk as if to sell them. And even though the Gemara says you're not allowed to steal, even for joke, and even to what's it called, just to hurt somebody, even if you intend to give it back. But here, he didn't know they stole it. So he never realized in the beginning that they were stolen things. And they never had intention of taking them or using them. They just wanted to test him. So in this kind of case, it wouldn't be awesome. The Komu v'Nofku v'Shuka, they went out to the Shuk. Vashkechinu, and they found him. Omer Leis, they said to him, L'shai me'mar heichi shavu. Tell us how much these rugs are worth so we don't sell them for less than their amount. And he could have then realized that they were his rugs and give him a low amount and buy them back for him for a low amount. Omerle hachi v'hachi. So he said, this is their value. Omerle v'dilma shavu tvei. Maybe they're worth more. Omerle b'hachi shaklinu. I bought ones just like this that were exactly, this is the price of them. Omerle didochninu. These are yours. The shaklinu minach. We took them from you. So he said to him, what did you rechosh at us when we took the rugs, right? What did you think? Right? You came to collect money for pidyon shvuyim and you were ashamed to tell me because maybe you thought I didn't have any money. And so okay, take it back. We never meant to take it. We meant only to test you. So take it back. From the time that I realized they were gone, I was mafker them for tzedakah, because I assumed that you took them for pidyon shvuyim and you just didn't want to tell me because you didn't want to embarrass me. Okay, so let's see Rashi till here. You tell us how much they're worth and give us the money, buy them from us. They were testing him to see if he would be choshed them, since everything pointed to the fact that they stole it from him. Or he would say that they were worth less than they really were worth to buy them back cheaply. Right now you realize that they're yours. What did you think of the first minute you realized we took the things that you gave us to sleep on? What did you think? What did you suspect us of? Okay. So Rava, I have a kochal shadaiti the Rava mishum d'Abaya. Rava felt bad because Abaya got a shalom every week, and Rava only erev Yom Kippur. Omrulei mishtayich the komeganis akula krocha. Don't feel bad. Your schus is. Protects the entire city. So it's not that your schus isn't great. You have a great schus. Right? Rabruka chozoa. Okay, so what did this make Rava feel better? Lamaisa, he still only got a shalom aleichem on Erev Yom Kippur. But it could be the halacha is that you can be mekana, you can have kina for somebody. Kina sofrim tar b'chochma. But that's only if you want to be as great as the other person, not that you don't want the other person to be greater than you. So Rava, when they told him, look, it's not that your schus isn't great, you have a schus great. So Abaya has certain things, that's why he's not, because he's a greater person. So they didn't feel bad anymore. Right? It wasn't a question of the fact that he could be greater. He was great. And Abaye had some zechuyos that he had, that he got the shalom every week. Okay, Rav Broka Chozor Havishriach B'shuka Devei Lefet. Rav Broka Chozor, Rashi says he was from Chozor. That was where he was from. Cholsha Daite the Rav Abaye, Rashi, the Rav Alawasi Shalma Elami Mali Yumidikipur, the Mali Yumidikipure, Labaye called Mali Shabsa. Rav only got a shalom aleichem once a year and Abaye every week. Akulakroch, I'll call Bnei Yircha. You protect the entire city. Rav Broka Chozor, Shehoi mi Bei Chozoi. He was called Chozor because he came from Bei Chozoi, not because he was a stargazer, because Chozor can also mean an astrologer. So Rashi says he wasn't an astrologer. He came from Bei Chozoi. And he frequented the shuk of Devei Lefet. Havishchich Eliyahu Gaben. Eliyahu Novi often... had contact with him. Omrlei Iko Bahashuka Bar Almud Yossi, is there somebody in this shuk who's a Ben Olam Haba? So everybody has a Chelik in Olam Haba. So what he wanted to know was either people that already have gotten their Chelik and are probably not going to lose it. They have their Chelik already now. And the reason that these people weren't going to lose it because they were Mezakis HaRabim. And Mezakis HaRabim, the Rabban Hashem protects them from sinning, in order they shouldn't be in Gehenna, and the people there are Mezakeh in Gan Eden. So he wanted to know, are the people of Mezakeh the Rabbim that are Bnei Olam Haba, who are both Tzadikim and also have mitzvahs of Mezakeh the Rabbim? That's one pshat. Another pshat is, Ben Olam Haba means that you get it easily without Yisurim. Most people have a Chelek Olam Haba, but they have to get it after Gehenna, whatever. But are there people that are a shoo-in to Olam Haba? And the Gaon Yaakov says an interesting pshat. He says, you want to know if there are people who have the pleasure of Olam Haba already in this world. The pleasure of Olam Haba is the kind of pleasure that you don't get tired of, and it's a spiritual pleasure unlike the pleasures of this world. And are there people who experience that kind of pleasure in this world? And that's what he was told. These kind of people who did what they did got pleasure out of it, mamish like the pleasure of Olam Haba. Omer Leilo. So at that moment, he said, there's nobody here that's a definite Ben Olam Haba in one of the ways that we mentioned. And while they were talking, they saw a man come who was wearing black shoes, which was not the minig of Yidden to wear black shoes. And he wasn't wearing tzitzis. This guy is a Ben Olam Haba. Rohat Pasrei, he ran after him. What do you do? Come back tomorrow. I can't talk to you now. He came back the next day and he asked him, what do you do? I'm a jailer. Somebody who, is an officer in the jail. And I keep the men separate and the women separate in jail. And I keep my bed between them to make sure that they don't mix. They shouldn't come to do averus. When I see a Jewish girl who's in jail, and that the goyim have their eyes on her to violate her, to save her. One time there was a Nara Murasa, an engaged woman. She wasn't engaged, she was already married. First stage of marriage, Erison. And the Goyim had their eye on her. Shakli Durdai the Chamra. I took some lees from the wine, the Shadoi Labishipule, and I put it on her clothing to make her look like she's a Nida. But Amri Distanahi. I said she's a Nida, and even the Goyim, when a woman is mamish in the time of her period, she's meus to them, they don't want to have anything to do with her. Omar le my time, ales lachute, right? Veromis mesan yuchmi, why don't you wear tzitzis and why are you wearing goyish shoes? Omar le a line of an afikna beni nochrim, ki hechid lo ledu diudo, I know I disguise myself as a goy, because I go around amongst the goyim, and I don't want them to know I'm Jewish, ki avigazri gzerta, and I hear, right, people, because I'm a jailer, I hear all kinds of things that they say that if they knew I was Jewish, they wouldn't say in front of me. And I hear when they're making gzeiros against Yidden, they're making plans, right? A lot of the plans that are made in jail. Modana lehu l'rabbanan, or for the people who come to visit people in the jail, or whatever. So I tell the Rabbanan, and they say, Vubo Rachmi, and they daven that the Gzera should go away, Muvat Bil Gzera Sayu. Why yesterday when I asked you what you do, you didn't answer me, you told me come back tomorrow. There was a gzera that was imminently going to take effect. I should go first tell the Rabbanan, let them daven. Right, and that way I was in a rush. I didn't want them to waste time that the gzera should already take effect, and then the davening will be much harder to have an effect. Right, while he was talking with them, another two people came to the shuk. So Eliyahu said, these two people also are bnei olam haba. Also the gabayu, we went to them. Omer lehu, mayov daichu, what do you do? Omer le inshe beduche anon, we're comedians. Right, we cheer people up. Mivadchinon atzive, we cheer people up who are sad. Inami ki chazinim betray this lutigra badaya. When we see people fighting, tarchinim vavdinim lusham. We make peace between them. So these are people that are mezaka other people, right? Mitzvah b'simcha, right? Because a person can't daven unless he's b'simcha, and other things he can't do with b'simcha. So it's a mitzvah to make people happy, and also to make shalom. And those are the things that that a person is mezaka the rabbin, so he's protected from doing averis. Okay. Rashi, Rabruka chozoi shehoyim mibei chozoi dvei lefet makom. Omer le Rabruka leliyo miika b'hai shuka. Rabruka asked Elio, okay, is there anybody in this shuk that's a ben olam haba? Nesani uchmi menalayim shchorim, wore black shoes, shelo kaminig ha-yehudim. Yidden didn't wear black shoes. Could be they wore white shoes, I don't know what color they wore.
After this
it
probably started.
What? Velo romi chuta, lo hitl tzitzis betaliso. He didn't have a talis, didn't have tzitzis in his baggage. Omer le Elio le Rabruka, hai bar amad asihu. Kora le Rabruka lahu gavra. Zandukna, Shomer Beisvasu, he's a jailer. Raminu Purayu, Matla Nimi Tosi Ben Anoshan, I put my bed between the men and the women so they don't mix. Yavi Nochmanayaloi, Bali Beisvasurim. When we have a prisoner who's a Jewish girl, and the officers in the jail put their eyes on her to violate her, I save her. Isrami Nara, the Havi Beisasor. We had a Nara Murasa, a married woman in the first stage of marriage in the jail. Dudai dechamra, shmorim shal yayin, lees of wine, hadumim, which are red, kedam, look like blood. Bishipule bishule begadai, put it on her clothing. Distana derech noshim lot, they would think that she has her period. Umu'usa hi hu loshim parsi. Distana is loshim parsi for anida. And even goyim don't live with a woman who's having her period. I'm Omer le Elio le Rav Baruka. Hani nami bnei alma dasinu. These two people also bnei alam haba. Beduche smechim usamchem bnei adam. We're happy people who make other people happy. Tarchina b'mil v'chusa b'nayu. So we cheer them up and make shalom between them. We joke around and make light of the fight that they're having. Ada avdi shalma shein dvarim shalom ocho perosein b'olam hazeh. Rashi says that guarantees a person olam haba, because one of the things that you get tzchar in this world and keren kayemus olam haba. Okay. Go on. Tana Rabbanan. Al elu masriim b'chol makom. These things, if they happen, you make a tainus everywhere. Tana Rabbanan. Al elu masriim b'chol makom. Al ashidofon. Right, shidofon is a wind blast. That when the wind takes the seeds, grain out of the shibolus. Right, so it's a maka that harms the wheat or grain. The alha yirokon is where it turns green. It's also a maka. The al arba, the chosil, and different kinds of locusts. The al chayaroa, and wild animals that come and harm people. Rabbi Akiva omra al shidof al yirokim b'chosil. Many rishonim on Rabbi Akiva is not arguing, just explaining that even a kol shehu of shidof and yirokim, you already make a tainus. because it spreads fast. Arba v'chosla filo nira beretzrola knaf echad masrin aleim. Even one wing, in other words, one locust, they multiply very fast, and one is already a sign that there's going to be a plague. Rashi, shidofen v'yirakon kivin shenira kolshu masrin umoli tanuda masnisim lisanos inomi maisa hoyakats. Rashi here is mashma, right? Unlike many of the Rishonim, that masrin just means that you say slichas anenu, but you don't fast yet. And most Rishonim learn that when it says masrin, it means to fast already on them. Rashi says that even though the Mishnah says that you need a mole pitanur, a shear of yerokon and shidofon, to fast, here when it says on a kol shehu, it means that you already start saying slichas, even though you don't make a fast day. Knaf echad, of echad shall also min, ke'en tzipur kol konaf. Means even one locust, you already fast. Or you yeah, you already fast. Or you already say, what? Yeah, that we had the Gemara before. Masriyim b'peo, masriyim b'shofar. Okay. Pashas, it means with anenu. V'al chaya, tonar rabbonin, chaya rosh ha'omru b'zman shi meshuvachas. The only time that you make a fast day for chayas rosh, if they're meshuvachas, meaning they're a gzera. They're not the normal way of the world. Now, it would seem from all of these things we learned until now that it's mashma that certain things are not gzeres min hashamayim. They're just the natural way the world is, and therefore there's nothing to fast for. And that would seem to imply that there are things that don't come dafka because of chatoyim or whatever. So first of all, it could be that it doesn't come from any specific chait. Comes to the fact that the world is an imperfect world, and there are always chatoyim, and therefore it's not going to help to fast. You're not going to be able to find anything specific. Not that it comes stam. It comes because of chatoyim, but not chatoyim that you can pinpoint. Or, the pshat is the opposite. That since it's a natural kind of thing, it's harder to get away. Right? If it would be something special, so then special tefillahs can take away something special. But if it's something that, for chatoyim that are natural, it's much harder to get that away, because it's a natural kind of thing that's happening. Right? So it's harder to take away nature. It's easier to take away something that's unnatural. So therefore it's not worth fasting, because it's not going to help. Okay. So that's only when it's a gzera, it's something unusual. Masriyin aleha, ein mashlachas, ein masriyin aleha. But if it's not mishulachas, meaning it's not unusual, it's a regular thing, that wild animals come around, then what's it called? You don't make a fast. Ezeu mishulachas, vezeu shein mishulachas. How do you know if something's a gzera, or if it's natural? Nireis bi'ir mishulachas. If wild animals show up in the city, usually they stay away where people are. Then it's unusual. Then you make a fast. But if they appear in the field, it's normal for wild animals to appear in the field, then you don't make a fast. Biyom mishulachas. If it's in the daytime, then you see them in the daytime, then it's a gzera. Animals usually in the daytime avoid coming out of their hiding place. Balayla, but at night they come out. And then it's normal. Rosa, and the Gemara is going to discuss it, what that means. Rosa, shnei b'nei odom, v'rotzach reyem mishulachas. If you saw two people and ran after them, then that's a gzera, because usually animals are afraid of two people. Nichbeis mipneim, but if the animal came out, but it hid from the two people, then that's normal. Eina mishulachas. Torfa, shnei b'nei odom, v'ochle echad mihen. If he killed two people and only ate one of them, surely if he didn't eat any of them, then it's mishulachas, and it's a sign that what's it called, that these animals weren't hungry, but it's a gzera. Ochla shneihem, but if he ate both of them, then it means he was hungry. Wild animals that are hungry kill people to eat them. Then ain't a mishulachas. Also, the gag v'lant with tinnik me'arisa went up on the roof and took a baby out of its crib. Mishulachas. Then that's a gzera. That's unusual. So now the Gemara is going to discuss this whole memra. If it showed up in the city, then it's a gzera. Lo shno b'yom, lo shno b'layla. Mashma doesn't make a difference when it was in the city, day or night. It's always a gzera. B'hadar omras b'yom mishulachas, b'layla mishulachas. Then you said, in the daytime it's considered a gzera, at night not. What's that talking about? Mashma says, lo kashya, hochi komar. Nirasa b'ir b'yom. It has to have two things, the reyasa. It's in the city, and it's in the daytime. Two things are unusual. Animals usually don't come out in the daytime, and they don't come out in the city. If it came out in the daytime and in the city, then it's a gzera. Be'ir belayla, but even if it came out to the city, but at night, it's not a gzera. And ein meshulachas, right? And inami besoda filu biyom ein meshulachas. And by the soda, even in the daytime, is not considered a gzera because it's normal for animals to come into a soda, even in the daytime. Kol shekin at night in the soda, it's not a gzera. Ros l'shnei b'nei yodim v'rotz achareihim. If the animal saw two people and ran after them, meshulachas. If it doesn't run after them, it just stands there, then it's not a gzerah. Then it said only if it hides from them is it not a gzerah. If it doesn't hide, but it doesn't run after them, it's also a gzerah. Right? Ha omeves meshulachas. Lo kasha. Kan besoda smuchel agam. Kan besoda shena smuchel agam. Right? So first of all, it has to be talking about a soda. Because if it's talking about what's it called, the city, just being there in the daytime is a gzera. Even if it didn't run after anybody. In the field, just being there even in the daytime is not a gzera. But if it runs after people, even in the field, then it's what's it called a gzera. Right? And then it depends. If it's a field that's close to a marsh where the animal feels it has an escape, then it's brazen enough to run after people. And even if it doesn't run after them, but it doesn't go hide from them, it's a gzera. But if it's not a field that's near an escape route for it, then the animal hides. And if it doesn't hide, then it's also what's it called a gzera. Kan besoda sheino suvul agam. Tarfa shnei ben yodim ke'echod, v'och le'echod mehem meshulachas. Shnei amin meshulachas. Right? It says if it kills two people, and each one of them, that's a gzera. But if it eats both of them, it's not a gzera. V'ha amr safilu rotza, even if it ran after them, it's a gzera. So what difference does it make if what's it called, if it ran after them, killed them, and didn't eat, and what's it called, and ate both of them, right? From the time it ran after them, it's a gzera. Amr papa kitani ahi ba'agma. That's talking in a marsh itself, where it's not unusual for an animal to run after people in a marsh because it feels protected. It feels that it has an escape. And therefore, what's it called? The only time that it's a gzera is if it didn't eat, one killed a person, didn't eat him. Because then it was obviously it wasn't hungry, then it's a gzera.
Where is that pshat?
What?
Where is the pshat from? If he can escape.
That's where the marsh is. That's where the Rashi. Okay.
The
Rashi is it. Saw the Mishulachas min Hashemayim. It's a gzera. In the field, it's normal for animals to appear in a field, even in the daytime. It killed two people and only ate one of them. Obviously, it wasn't hungry enough to eat both. Why did it kill it? Animals kill things to eat them. If it killed it and didn't eat it, it's mashma that there was a gzera min hashamayim. Why did he kill the other guy if he only it was hungry enough to eat one?
But if it attacked a pair of people and killed them and ate one guy and he had enough to eat, so...
No, because then he wouldn't have killed two. He would have killed what he needed to eat immediately. If the animal was so hungry, what's it called, enough that one would satisfy it, then it would have killed one, eat him immediately and finished. Wouldn't have killed another one before he ate anything. Okay. Shnei amein mishulachas shemipnei harov achlosim. If he ate both of them, he was hungry, so he ate both. Also, the gag regilin hoy lishtamish al kol tashmishem begagos. They used to do things on their roof. The roofs were usable. Shelo hoyu mishupayim. They weren't slanted roofs. Elechalokim. They were straight, flat roofs. They're shoving. Who adin lebeis ubayishatachtav. Same thing would be if he ran into the house and pulled a kid out of its cradle, but they used to put kids in the cradle on the roof. Arisa is a cradle. Hachikomer, haydiktani nirisa beir. Hachikomer, nirisa beir kagon shenirisa beyom. If it showed up in the city in the daytime, the stam nirisa beyom. Stam, you see animals in the daytime, although at night it's hard to see them. Mashma of a belayla in a mishulachas. But if an animal comes into the city at night, it's not necessarily a gzera, because that's not unusual. The haydiktani nirisa bayom asodekoi. The im nira besoda bayom in a mishulachas. Right, it's rather very difficult Rashi. But in any case, the what's it called? So when it says nirisa bayom, it means you need two things to make it a mishulachas. It has to be in the city and in the daytime. If it's at night in the city, or even in the day in a sada, it's not what's it called, not a gzera. Ho omda besada, lo ratzav, lo nechbeis, right? Mashma, that it doesn't have to run after the people, it just has to not hide from them. It just stands there, it's also a gzera. And mashma, from the other part of the memra, that only if it runs after them is it a gzera. Besada smuchla agam, omda ena meshulachas. Right? If it stands still, and it's in a field that's near a marsh, right, then it's not a gzeira. Why? Kivan de smuchala agam hain revisa. That's where it normally lives. That's where it feels comfortable. Velo borcha didn't run away. Savra iasi basroya rikn lagam miyad. I have an escape. I'll run into the marsh. That's where it places. Right? That's what Rashi says. So therefore, what's it called? If it knows it has an escape where it normally feels comfortable, then the fact that it didn't hide is no raya that it's a gzera, right? Even not hiding is not a gzera, normal. But if the field is not near a marsh, the animal doesn't feel comfortable, then it's going to hide from the people. And if it doesn't hide, it stands there, even if it doesn't run after them, it's a gzera. Omda mishulachas, even if it just stood there and didn't hide, it's a gzera. It's not near an escape to the marsh, where it normally its domain, the place where it normally lives, the kaim of vani mishulachas gzerahi, and it stood where it was, knowing it doesn't have an escape, then it's a gzera. Agam marshik is a marsh. Hasomach liir, marshes are near the city. Vehu mole kotsim, it's a place that's like an empty lot, a place that the animals feel comfortable to be, and people aren't there. Titanya hi da ochla in rotsalo, right? Only if it ate them. But if it ran after them, that's not considered a gzera, right? Lo ba'agam. That's talking in the marsh itself. Not a field near a marsh, in the marsh itself. The kivan da hainu duchta, somcha daite verota basrayv. Since it's in its habitat, it feels comfortable enough to run after people. Okay. And then only if it eats one of them and not the other one, or doesn't eat any of them, then it's a gzera. But just running after people in its habitat is not a gzera. Okay, let's go on. Gufa, also the gag v'not latinuk me'arisa mishulachas. If it went up to the roof, or it went into the house and took a kid out of the cradle, then it's a gzera. Pshita, what's a chiddush? Right? Of course, animals usually don't walk into the house and take kids out of their cradle. So it's obviously something unnatural. Amra papa kikuchi de tzaydi. It's not talking about a regular house. It's talking about a little hut that's in the middle of the wilderness that hunters have, they use that to catch animals. So it's in its natural habitat, but still it's a house in the middle of its natural habitat. That's the chiddush. Even though it's in its habitat, mamish, in the middle of the marsh, still, since it goes into the house, that's unnatural. Rashi, kucha, kikucha de tzaydi, kuch katan shel tzayodim. It's a small hovel of hunters, shiachbru lemar of haofos. They dig this little hovel to catch birds. The afal gav de lab binyan kavuahu. It's not a regular house, right? It's a little trap. V'lo havi ke yishuv, havi mishulachas. Right? Since, even though it's in its natural habitat, since lamaisa, it's in a what looks like a house, an animal doesn't enter these things.
What's there doing a baby in a crib there?
What? So the guy brought his kid to, what's it called, to watch while his wife went shopping, and he's a hunter. So he brought the kid, put him in the house there, and...